My name is Matt Ryan, and joined on the phone right now by Brittany Kennel. Brittany, thank you so much for your time today. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, anytime, Brittany. So let's talk about your new tune, Wait On You. Been listening to this one. It's a great song. Can you tell us a bit about your new one? Kind of, how did this one come to be? What's the story behind this one?
Yeah, you know what? I wrote this one. I was inspired by a few bad dating experiences that I went through. And I noticed that, you know, I would fall into these traps of like waiting for a text back or worrying. And I just got, you know, really just annoyed at myself for wasting my own time and energy worrying about things that are totally out of my control. And so I really wanted to share that message and inspire people to, when you're in that zone of waiting or worrying or fretting about the future or the past, to get out and go do something positive and to not spend your energy and your time wasting it and worrying about things you can't control.
Yeah, I love it. That's a great message, and I think a lot of people can relate for sure. And I'm sure you probably had an opportunity to play this song live at some point, maybe many, many times. But what are those emotions like for you when you do play a new song for the first time for a live audience? How has that gone for you?
That's a good question. I feel like it's an empowering feeling. It's a special and magical feeling at the same time. Mm-hmm. There's some nerves, you know, you want to like it. And for me, thing with audience and with listeners, and so I really write music and can relate to and connect to. So when playing a new song like Wait On You, it's definitely a special feeling getting to see people in the crowd at like connecting to it and relating or messaging me after the fact. And means a lot to me, because that's, for me, what the power of music is about.
I love it. Joined right now again by Brittany Kennel. And Brittany, what's kind of the rest of this year looking like for you in 2023? Obviously right now promoting the new music. Do you have planning to be busy playing live shows this year, continuing to songwrite? What's kind of the rest of this year looking like for you?
Just absolute chaos. But chaos. So we're on the road. I've got to lead out the summer with, and then I'm heading to the UK next week for a run of shows with a guy named Ariel Posen, who's a fantastic artist and guitar player. And so I'm opening for him over in the UK. We've got the CCMAs coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely some more shows leading into the fall, and then just going to jump back into the writing room at the end of the year.
My goodness, a lot of stuff happening. So you did mention that you're about to head on over to the UK. Have you been there before?
I've never been. I've been to Ireland and France, but I've never been to the UK.
I have not been that far away from home. that I love traveling, and that just sounds super exciting. How much are you looking forward to that? Because that sounds like an awesome experience.
Oh, I'm so excited. And I know like sleep will be minimal. So I'm not looking forward to that part of it, but I'm really looking forward to just seeing new crowds, new faces, new experiences. And I find like anytime I jump out of my comfort zone and go somewhere new, I'm inspired with new songwriting ideas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I feel inspired with music. And I just find like those opportunities give me just good confidence and validation that, you know, I'm meant to be doing what I'm doing, and it just inspires me to keep going.
I love it. I hope you have a fantastic time. So that's going to be great. Before we let you go, if people want to kind of follow along with what you're up to, whether it be new music, shows, that kind of thing, how can people follow along, whether it's website or social media platforms you post to?
Follow
along with what you're up to?
I would say I'm the most active on Instagram. That's probably the best place to get the most up-to-date, and that's Britty Music, so Britty Music. I'm also on all the new happening platforms like Threads and TikTok and all of that stuff, so people can find me there as well. But Instagram's probably the biggest one I use, and then also my website is brittanykennel.com, and that's double L for all tour dates and merch and all that stuff.
Perfect. Brittany, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today again.
We're loving the sound of
the new tune. I hope you have a fantastic time there in the UK, and I'm sure we'll catch up again very soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it.